I wrote my first note, my first thank you note last week, and mailed it. Well, the first thank you note I've written in a long time. Am I patting myself on the back? Yeah, perhaps. I'm that conceited, I suppose. It's nothing really to brag about. Someone writes another person a thank you note, and you want everyone in the world to know about it. Maybe not the world, but maybe the entire listenership of this particular radio station at this particular time on this particular date. I looked up the word conceited, excessively proud of oneself, vain. Yeah, if the shoe fits, wear it, I guess. I wrote a thank you letter last week. You might say, come back to me when you've written 3 a week for 10 years. Now that's when you'll really have something, and I'll have to agree. But I did write another one today. 2 notes in 2 weeks. I'm on a roll. Why all this warm and fuzzy goody-two-shoe effort? Well, it was a message I heard loud and clear from my preacher last week. He was extolling the benefits of little short messages from one person to another. He gave examples of notes that people had kept over the years, simple notes from someone in their past that cut deep into their heart, that meant more than the words on the paper. Simple handwritten notes. They are an expression of love by one person to another that they are seen, acknowledged, and valued for their specific action or presence. I remember going through a particularly tough time myself in 2002. I heard about the wife of a man that I only knew professionally and not very well at all. And his wife, I'd never met, but word came to me that she had cancer. It's been 23 years, and I don't remember the type of cancer, and I'm afraid to admit it. I don't know the outcome of her struggle. Shameful to admit. I took another job out of state, and we lost touch. I will say that I wrote her and explained that I was going through a tremendously tough time as well. I told her I wished her well and grew strength from her fight. I told her she was an inspiration to me, and I appreciated knowing her story. We shared several of these notes back and forth. Her name was Delaine. One day in the mail, I received a package from Delaine. Inside there was a hand-sewn pouch, sealed with beautiful beaded stitches all the way around. What was magical about the pouch was what was inside. She said it was a prayer that she had written for me and sealed. She didn't tell me the words of the prayer. I didn't ask. Why would I? I was fumbling through my sock drawer the other day and happened to find a small box with several old keepsakes inside, and lo and behold, inside was Delaine's pouch with my prayer. I'll always remember Delaine, her brave struggle, and my beautiful beaded pouch and prayer. Powerful. It reminds me that Delaine is always on my side, rooting for me, as I root for her, wherever she may be. No, it wasn't a thank you note, but it was so much more. It was something I needed at the time, and it kept me going. It still does. Writing a thank you note is so easy. I need to take it up regularly. I'll never know if one note may make a difference in someone else's life, but even if it doesn't, I know that sending them will mine. That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.